Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Carrie is joining us this morning. It's second date update, of course. And Carrie, let's get to it. What is going on with Nick?
Hey, we got together a couple weeks ago for a date. We met online, and I think he is ghosting me. It's been too long, and I don't get it.
All right, let's see if we can't try to get to the bottom of this and figure this out. What happened on your date, Carrie?
We met at this great bar not too far from my house that I go to every once in a while. It was a great atmosphere, great food, the whole thing.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah, he was super nice and really cute. I thought we hit it off, and we were laughing and having a great time. I've been on good dates that have turned into nothing, but this one felt different, and I really thought he was into me.
Good. I mean, he still could be. When you said you met online, did you try to take that conversation then back to text message or phone call, and there just has been no conversation since?
Or maybe just a misunderstanding?
I mean, it could be.
Okay, this, I think, tells a lot on the kind of the future, the potential of what's going to happen next. How did the date end with Nick, Carrie?
It was great. He picked up the bill. I offered to split it, but he insisted, so I thought that was really sweet of him.
Yeah, but, like, there was no, like, physical hug or kiss on the cheek or something like that? Can you think of anything that maybe would have happened?
No, I mean, maybe I came on too strong, and I know some of the guys don't like that.
I don't know if that's it or not, but here's what we're going to do. With your permission, Carrie, we're going to call Nick and see what he has to say. So I just want you to hang on. We're going to get, like I said, to the bottom of this, get some answers, get some resolution, hopefully get you to that second date. So stay there. We're going to play a song, come right back, Carrie, and see what's up with Nick next, right here on Second Date Update on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener, Carrie, just felt different about her first date with Nick.
Yeah, he was super nice and really cute. I thought we hit it off, and we were laughing and having a great time. I've been on good dates that have turned into nothing, but this one felt different, and I really thought he was into me.
All right, let's try to get to the bottom of it and find out why there's been really no communication since that first date.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Could we speak to Nick, please?
Yeah. Sure. Hello, I'm Nick.
Oh, you're Nick. Okay, so I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry to trouble you this morning, and thanks for picking up and answering. And let me just tell you what's going on. It's not a sales call or anything like that or spam or whatever. We're calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
Morning, Nick. And PT here.
Yeah, would you have a minute? Would you have a minute for us this morning?
I guess so. I think so. What's up?
Okay. So we're calling you, Nick, to ask you about a date that you recently had a couple of weeks ago with a woman named Carrie. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
So she would like to know,
why haven't you reached out to have date number two?
She said she'd call me.
She said she'd call you.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a nice date, and when we wrapped up the date, we were heading back to our cars, and she said, you know, I'll call you. And I've been waiting for her to call me, but she hasn't.
So you haven't reached out? You haven't reached out at all just to say, hey, you know,
how are things? Great
well,
to see you.
If someone says they'll call you and they don't, maybe there's a reason.
That's on that. Okay.
Well, I mean, we do this segment called Second Date Update, and Nick, like, she reached out to us
to find out why
you haven't been calling.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. We talked to
Okay,
let me explain.
So sorry, I completely forgot I said that.
We talked to Carrie on the air here, Nick, just a few minutes ago. In case we were able to get a hold of you, we had her hold on, but I didn't know. I forgot to put her on hold. Carrie, were you supposed to call Nick?
I totally forgot about that. I'm embarrassed. I was waiting for you to call me, Nick.
Well, don't worry about it. I mean, I'm glad we're talking, but I have to ask, why didn't you try calling me if you were waiting for me to call? Like, why did you at least try to call before you called a radio station?
I mean, honestly, I thought that I came on a little strong on our date, and I thought I'd scare you away if I called.
Oh, no way! We had a great day. You were really sweet. I had such a great time.
Can I interrupt
me
here? And,
well, I'm and so that, relieved.
Oh, my God.
But Nick, but I mean, like, just
you said to her, why didn't you at least call? You could say this. She could say the same thing to you. It's like, well, you didn't.
I didn't call a radio station, did I?
I'm just saying,
instead of calling a radio station, she could have called me.
Okay, but if you like somebody, don't turn Second Date Update into a... It's like a dating daycare in here.
Yeah, it's like, honestly...
I feel like we're babysitting.
Or if you don't feel like a phone... If a phone call is going to come on too hard, I mean, just
text.
Hey, like a text message. Hey, man, had a great time.
In fact, write a letter.
Right. Like, honestly...
I should have
send
called.
An email.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but,
I feel so embarrassed.
Okay, so who... What... Does it really even matter what was said at the end of the night? You thought Nick was going to call you, and Nick, you thought Carrie was going to call you. Do we have that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God, Lord.
So she called you. I mean, Nick, so you do want to see her again.
Oh, I mean, definitely, yes. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Wow. Okay.
And Carrie, obviously, you want to see Nick or you wouldn't have contacted us. Is there any chance that one of you will call the other one as soon as we hang up?
Yes, this time I'm definitely going to
okay.
call.
Wait, wait, wait. Say that again.
Nick's going to call?
You're going to call. Okay.
I'm calling.
I'm just going to say this. Whoever calls, that's great. If the other person forgets, just make a phone call or a text message. Like, it doesn't matter who's going to make the phone call.
And don't ever call us.
Well, we hope it goes well. It sounds like it's going to be great.
All right. Speaking of dating daycare, I need my nap, and we're going to let you guys work it out, and please don't stay in touch. No, but we wish you, in all seriousness, guys.
It.
Yeah,
you guys are cute together.
Yeah.
You guys are super cute.
It does sound like, and we have not had a, I think this might be one of the first success stories we've had in the new year.
Yeah, agreed.
Thank Phone you. Call.
You're Text welcome, somebody. Carrie. Who's calling who?
I'm going
to
call
him. Oh, God. All right. All right. Yeah. And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.